Welcome to episode 493 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Donna and George. He's usually the quiet one on our podcast, but he's actually our resident pro on all things Mexico and the Caribbean. So this week, we thought we'd put George on the spot and let him update us on what's new. So let's get started. Since you're the pro and you know all the
pro
things.
Yeah.
Well, you, I mean, honestly, whenever we all have like specific questions, especially about Mexico, you're the one that knows all the
stuff. I will say, okay. Yeah. When it comes to Mexico, I do spend a lot of time on Mexico forums.
Okay. So cool. So we have a couple bullet points with some really cool things that are coming up. Do you want to talk about the first one? What Blue Diamond Resorts is offering in Jamaica?
Sure. So Blue Diamond Resorts, if you're not familiar with them, is Royal Tin, is probably the one we're most familiar with. Mm-hmm. They're offering a Jamaica vibe getaway, honoring the King of Reggae, Bob Marley, of course. It's going to run February at Negril and include Royalton Negril and Hideaway at Royalton Negril, as well as in Montego Bay, encompassing Blue Water and the newly opened Hideaway at Royalton Blue Waters. Get private transportation from the airport to the resort, fancy check-in. So if you're into the whole reggae thing, this might be something you'd want to talk to your travel advisor about.
Cool.
Yeah, it looks like a reggae guy. So,
well, there's a movie out now about Bob Marley's life too. So,
oh, really?
Cool. Yeah. Oh. It kind of ties it all in. I don't know if it's like an anniversary of like a birthday anniversary or an anniversary of his death or something like that. But yeah, there's a lot going on with highlighting Bob Marley and stuff. So,
well, especially since the movie came out on February 14th.
Yeah. So, that one looks like you can travel all the way through December 23rd if you want to experience the Jamaica vibe getaway. So, sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
Nice. Nice. All right. So, there's a new Hyatt Breathless coming to Puerto Vallarta. It's on the west coast of Mexico. That's kind of cool. That'll be opening in 2025.
Yeah, I still get confused when I hear Hyatt and then they start talking about all the old AM resort brands.
Right. That's cool.
Well, they just went through a big change because, you know, AM resorts kind of got merged with Hyatt. So,
Yeah, that was a big change.
Yeah, but I think from what I'm hearing, though, the Hyatt taking over that side of the business has been a good thing at like the Dreams Resorts and stuff. So so it sounds pretty cool. But this one is only going to be 10 minutes from the airport, so that's kind of nice.
Yes.
Yep, 450 rooms. If you're familiar with the Breathless Resorts, they are adult only, and they are, I guess I'd call them more of a party resort. Mm-hmm. When we have clients looking for a very active, maybe younger crowd party resort, Breathless is usually one of the first ones I think of.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So there's another new all-inclusive that's getting some buzz coming to Cancun. You want to talk about that one?
Yeah, I assume we're talking about the airport.
No. The other all-inclusive.
Oh,
the big on. Long lagoon and Ava.
Yeah. So yeah, the new Ava Resort, managed by AIC, which is the same company that manages the Hard Rock hotels, is opening a what I would consider huge resort. for Cancun, almost 1,800 rooms. Haven't seen too much of it yet, but a lot of the agents have been posting pictures as they land in Cancun because it's really close to the airport, and every airline seems to fly right over the top of it.
Yeah, it looks stunning, but you're right. That's going to be big.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how busy it feels. You know, is there enough public spaces that everybody can kind of spread out? So it's not like your crazy cruise ship on a sea day.
Is this a new brand for them? I've not heard of it.
I don't believe they have any other resorts that I've ever heard of.
Okay.
With this particular brand.
Yeah, so close to the airport, so that's kind of nice. I mean, it's family friendly, so I think it would be a good place if you're doing like a destination wedding or something where you have like a group and you have, you know, you could just get all kinds of different price ranges for people and maybe something for everybody kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's a very interesting layout too, in the way that it kind of sprawls along the beach, which really lends itself to tons of ocean view and I guess even possibly ocean front rooms. But they dedicated 20,000 square feet to the spa and a 4,000 foot fitness center. So yeah, that's a lot of space.
Yeah, it looks like the ocean, like there's the ocean and then the pool and then the resort. So I guess unless there's some that come around the other side of the pool, you know, who knows what they're going to.
Yeah. So what they're calling this is Ava Bay. It's 2.8 acres. It's actually salt water with floating cabanas, non-motorized water sports. So it's supposed to have some special tech that consumes less water. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how that is.
It looks gorgeous. Yeah. Stunning.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice. All right. And you kind of touched on this next one. The Tulum is getting an airport. So we have options now.
Yeah. So those resorts that we all love, like Unico and Hotel Escaret, that are a good hour and a half from the airport, on a good day, when there's no traffic on the highway or construction, you'll now have another alternative to flying into Cancun, and that'll be flying into Tulum. The airport is, from what I hear, it's open. They're still not taking a ton of flights. The kind of hold up for us to use it is that most of the shuttle companies didn't have service loaded into the systems yet. So while we could get you to the airport, then we didn't have any way to get you to the resort. So,
well, I spoke with Amstar the other day, actually, and asked him specifically about this. And they said they are doing private transfers, but they do expect that shared transfers will be coming. They're just not here yet.
May not be enough volume yet to make sense to do a shared.
Yeah, but they are definitely doing private, so.
Yep, so right now it looks like your options are going to be American Airlines, Delta Airlines, JetBlue, Spirit and United, depending on where you're coming from. For you guys, it looks like American's going to fly twice daily from Dallas-Fort Worth and daily from Charlotte. I know it's not Raleigh, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Yeah, and daily from Atlanta. So
yeah,
that's your Delta. Yeah, that's cool. It'll be interesting as that, you know, opens up more and more people realize they can do that one.
Yeah,
that's a really good option.
Yep, it's only 20 miles away, so definitely a shorter commute than coming down from Cancun.
Yeah.
Which is 81 miles, so yeah.
So I guess, are you going to be the volunteer who goes and tries it out first, George?
I would love to. We are still talking about trying to go back to Unico. We had such a good time there that we'd love to go again.
Awesome. All right, so let's head on further south, going to Antigua. And Royalton Chic has something interesting coming.
Yeah, Royalton Chic in Antigua announced some overwater suites, which is I guess, still kind of the hot thing. Mm-hmm. The resorts that have them tend to book them and sell them really quick. And
yeah, trying to find a popular. Like more than just 3 days is impossible.
Yeah. Well, they're so much more affordable than going to like, you know, Tahiti.
Well, yeah, especially when you figure in air.
Yeah. Yeah. These look cool. Oh my gosh, some of them are much bigger than my house.
Yeah, they are pretty large. So they are kind of reminiscent of the ones in Tahiti and Bali. It doesn't say if they're... Oh, it does. There's a 3,049 square foot, two-bedroom chairman overwater bungalow. Two plunge pools, an overwater kayak, and direct ocean access. Yeah.
Three bathrooms. Wow. That's crazy. And it's probably for, well, I guess if it has two bedrooms, it's for more than two people. Sometimes they have these huge rooms and they're for like two people, like the presidential one that's 1,900 square feet.
Yeah.
That one might be two people. But
yeah. And these are opening in April. So it's just around the corner.
Nice. That's cool. It's a cool thing to see. People
yeah,
like them.
Yeah. I think a lot of resorts are trying to add those wherever they can.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All righty. And we have another article about Aruba making it easier to enter the country. What are they doing?
So they're trying to help make entry through customs quick. And what they're doing is debuting a digital travel credential program. So you'll basically pass through customs by just looking at a camera. Okay. You won't have to whip out your passport and wait in a big long line. I can tell you that we just came in on a cruise through Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. And it was the same thing. I expected the traditional, you know, ropes, wait in line to get through and talk to somebody in customs. And it was no, walk up to the screen, stand there for a second. And if it turns green, you keep going. Like yeah. That was it. It was great.
Yeah. I've done it. The last few times I've sailed with Norwegian, that's how they do it. I don't know if it's cruise specific or if it's specific to the port.
I don't know.
I was in Miami a couple times with them, but I can't remember what they did in Europe, but yeah, I know they do that when you land in London. So
yeah, and the only thing you have to do to use this is download the app on your mobile device, scan your passports in, verify your identity via photo, and complete an online customs form. Okay. So all stuff you can do ahead of time, and you'll breeze through.
Nice. I love it. Hopefully they are letting you like leave your shoes on the way back through.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I mean, it's always something because I have TSA PreCheck, so I never have to do that when I'm in the U.S. And I always have to like retrain my brain when I'm in another country going through their security because I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to pull out my computer to take my shoes off, and wow, it's so convenient, but cool.
Yep.
All right. So your next one is not necessarily about one island, but this is almost as big as an island. I love that we're touching on the icon of the seas.
Yeah, that's the big buzz lately in the cruising world.
Yeah. Well, we just did a podcast on this. So it is like the big buzz. And that you've got Lionel Messi is the, they don't call him the godfather, right? What do they call him?
I think they called him the icon of the icon.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah. And they have a dog on board that's their kind of ambassador rover, which is really cool. Yeah. This one is interesting. And it's like Eastern and Western Caribbean, right? I've kind of wonder if you need more than a week to see everything on this ship, though, because it's so huge.
I would bet.
Yeah. I mean you'd really have to be trying, you know?
Yeah. I'm just wondering when too big is too big, and not strictly because of the ship, but just the number of ports that can take a ship of this size.
Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting. So, I remember when the Oasis classes were new and they had issues being able to get to all their ports with like the speed they could travel and stuff. That I haven't heard about that in a long time, so I guess they've resolved it. But
I think they knew that it was coming, and so when like the Bahamas in Nassau redid their docks, they knew that this was coming, so they basically built it to accommodate it.
Well, yeah, but if they were already doing that, you know, but if you, you know, I mean, these countries aren't rich. You know?
And then they've got CocoCay as well. And so that was built to accommodate that giant, giant, giant ship. So.
Yeah. All right. And then our last bullet point is San Juan, Puerto Rico. The cruise port is getting a makeover. Have you guys sailed out of Puerto Rico before?
I've sailed out of Puerto Rico and stopped in Puerto Rico. And the interesting thing is the place you sail out of, at least on Royal, is not the port that you stop at when you come in for a port visit.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, there's actually a cruise port for Royal. It's actually, if I remember right, it's on the exact opposite side of where the ships dock when they're coming in for a day.
Okay.
So it's...
Yeah, there was a conference in Puerto Rico and their convention center. You can see the cruise ships from the convention center. And so that was a while ago that I went there and then went back during COVID times on a cruise, and we were getting off the ship, and literally we got off the ship and walked outside and it was raining, and we turned around and got right back on. So I feel kind of bad, but we didn't. Yeah. Spend the time or see. I really didn't even orient myself to where I was based on what I had seen in the past. So I guess I need to go back and visit Puerto Rico again. Have you been there, Donna?
No, I have not.
No. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. We stayed there. So we did a southern itinerary. Mm-hmm. So of course, most of them start out of San Juan. Because you're already halfway there. No real issues. Went out and got some great food the night before the cruise. The port, because they just don't do a whole lot of cruises, it was really in and out quick, got on the ship, no issues. When you stop in San Juan, you basically stop in Old San Juan. Mm-hmm. You get off the ship and you walk down the pier, and at the end of the pier is really a main street.
Okay.
And then all the hotels are on the opposite side. So I really don't know how you could ever turn that part into a boarding and, you know, start and stop place for the cruise. There's just not enough room, and I don't know where you'd park. But
yeah.
Well, I've noticed that, you know, for the last several years, they really cut down on the cruise stops in Puerto Rico, but it seems to be that they're actually starting to rebound.
Yeah. Well, maybe this will help. If, you know, if they're putting a lot of money into their port, they'll be able to. I mean, yeah, I wonder if it's for the stops or if it's for the like embarking, you know, embarkation and debarkation. But
so it looks like it says the plans to modernize the port experience, including upgrades of terminal buildings, the walkway in front of the old San Juan piers, and other infrastructure piers. And then it does mention on the second phase will be construction of a new cruise pier and a new home port terminal that can facilitate the world's largest cruise ships.
Okay.
Last year, they got 1.8 million cruise passengers who stopped there and 400,000 who departed and returned from there. So,
okay.
Yeah, we've liked it. There's plenty of things to do.
And you're right. The
Old San Juan is gorgeous. Yeah, the food's great.
Yeah.
We went to the bar that supposedly invented the pina colada.
Yeah.
And had that. It was really good too.
I
no
had
syrupy drink there.
A really good mojito day one. I mean, yeah, it was. I remember the food being really good.
Yeah.
Now I got to go back to Puerto Rico. All righty. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, George, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.